when you seek out experts in each individual space, you actually get such better results instead of hiring a generalist or hiring the specialist and getting annoyed with them that they're not meeting all of your needs.
Hey, babe, welcome to the Sales and Social Podcast. I'm so freaking excited that you are here with me today. Are you ready to simplify your sales and learn to sell in a way that feels good, but also brings you in more consistent cash? If you find yourself feeling like you're doing all the things on social media, but it's not converting, you feel like you have inconsistent cash months, but you desire more reoccurring revenue, and you just want to sell in a way that feels good without feeling salesy and also have a lot of fun on your journey to entrepreneurship, you are in the right place. Hey, I'm Jillian. I'm your sales queen and your soon-to-be podcast BFF. 22 years in the corporate sales space, losing my job during the pandemic, having no freaking idea what I was going to do, but knowing that I had a God-given talent for sales, I quickly shifted to the online space, where I have not only been able to grow my own personal business from zero to 500K in just 18 months with nothing more than a Zoom link, a paper planner, and a whiteboard, I've helped hundreds and hundreds of others scale their businesses and explode their sales. So grab your beverage of choice, a pen and a paper if you're anything like me, and let's dive into today's juicy episode.
Good morning. Happy Monday. I'm not sure when you'll be listening to this podcast, but for me, it is a beautiful Monday morning here in Arizona, loving the weather. It is like 80 degrees and like 9 a.m. Like, I am absolutely all for this morning. Today's episode is going to be short, sweet, straight to the punch, and maybe a little bit sassy. So stick around for that. I am actually recording this podcast on my phone while I am actually driving to go meet an incredible in-person client. That is one of the things I love about being here in Arizona is that, one, I have gotten to do so much work in person with my clients that were already here. And then I've also gotten to learn and meet about so many new businesses here where I actually get to go into their businesses. So it's this new leg of my business that I have to admit I'm absolutely obsessed with. But what I want to talk about today, it was actually a comment that I got in the DMs. And when I got this comment, it first like triggered me a little bit, but then I said, you know what? I think this actually needs to be a teaching lesson for my community. I think it needs to be a teaching lesson for my audience because they might think the same thing that this client thought. So let me give you a very quick little backstory on this. I have been launching the Infinity program for about 6 weeks. If you are not inside of it, my question to you right now is why the hell not? I truly believe it is the best program right now on the market. Yes, I said that very boldly, the best program on the market for business owners and entrepreneurs. And the reason why I say that so boldly is because it's all about growing your sales. And if you are a business owner, you are a brick and mortar, you have an online business, you have an offline business, you are a social seller, it doesn't matter to me what you are, increasing sales will fix all problems. It'll allow you to hire, it'll allow you to fire, it'll allow you to lead gen, it'll allow you freedom, it'll allow you so much when you have the profits coming in to your business. So I was talking about Infinity in my stories yesterday. And this client had like fire-hearted the story, right? Like emojied it. And I had reached out to her like I always do when somebody comments on my stuff. And I said, hey, I saw that you actually fire or hearted the emoji. Let's just say hearted the emoji to make this less difficult, right? I said, I saw that you hearted the story about the Infinity program. Would you actually like some more information on it? Or are you open to some more information on it? And her response was, no, thank you. I already have a coach. And while instantly I put this like wall up with like, okay, but like let me talk to you about more about this coach. I think this is what happens so often in the online space is we hire somebody and we expect that person to be our everything, right? Like we're like, oh, I have a business coach, so I expect them to help me with copy. I expect them to help me with systems. I expect them to help me with my mindset. I expect them to help me with sales. I expect them to help me with my storytelling, right? And that's not the case. You can have multiple coaches. And in fact, I always reference my client, Julie Costa. I talk about her a lot on the podcast. She has been one of my largest success stories to date. And the reason why I think that she is such a great success story is because she utilizes me for exactly just that, sales, right? So I help her just with sales. I help her how to sell more. I help her how to increase pricing. I help her how to work on the offers to sell more. She is not coming to me with every single business question that she has. She has people that help her, you know, create an affiliate program. I've never done that. She has people that work on her mindset. I'm definitely not the mindset coach, right? She has people that help her with copy. I'm not a copywriter. So when you seek out experts in each individual space, you actually get such better results instead of hiring a generalist or hiring the specialist and getting annoyed with them that they're not meeting all of your needs. So I'm going to go back to this client, right, who said, I already have a business coach. So I said, may I ask you some more questions about your business coach? And she was like, yeah. And I said, what all is she helping you do in your business? And she says, everything. Okay, guys. Nobody can help you do everything in your business, okay? And this is probably why some of you are getting stuck right now in your business, is because you are hiring a generalist to do everything, right? The business coach should not be helping you write all the copy. The business coach should not be helping you with your mindset. The business coach should not be helping you with old school marketing, guerrilla marketing, as I call it. Your business coach should not be helping you with community building, right? So it's okay to have multiple coaches, right? So the question that I want you to ask yourself today is like, what are the three skill sets right now that you absolutely know if you could nail down, you'd be a better business owner? Maybe it's like tracking your data. Maybe it's like your systems. Maybe it's your sales, wink, wink. Maybe it's your content. Maybe it's your messaging. Maybe it's your marketing. Maybe it's your mindset. Maybe it is you don't even know what you're doing, right? Like, what are the things that you need? And then I encourage you and I absolutely invite you to go find those people and know that it's okay to hire different people for different things, right? I have an incredible mastermind that I am in, but Chris is not my end-all be-all by any means. In fact, I hire people all the time without even consulting him because he's not everything to me, right? I have a CEO in my business and I hire people outside of him. Like if I want to take a course on something or I want to learn a certain skill set. So again, that is my question for you today to really think about on this Monday is like, what are the things that you need in your business and go out and seek them and then watch your results really, really skyrocket. And of course, your reminder that if you're not inside of the Infinity Program, it really is time that you get in.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Sales and Social Podcast. If today's episode has you fired up and you loved it, could you do me a huge favor and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts or take a screenshot and share it on social media and don't forget to tag your business bestie. And while you're there, connect with me on the gram at the Jillian Murphy. I'm on a mission to change the mindset of sales. I want people to love sales because the reality is sales is the foundation of everything you do. It's how your business generates revenue consistently. So show up and be unapologetic about selling because once you fall in love with selling, babe, sky's the limit. So I'll catch you on the next episode, but until then, feel free to slide into my DMs because I cannot wait to get to know you better.